What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Bonnie Hoffman, organizer for an upcoming Trunk or Treat event in Medina, and more happening in Medina as well. And Bonnie, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Thank you. How's it going today?
Hey, everything's going pretty well over here. I hope things are going well for you. Looking like some warmer weather, which will be perfect for our upcoming Trunk or Treat in Medina this Saturday. Tell us a little, Bonnie, about the organization process and more about Trunk or Treat, which is coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. So usually this Trunk or Treat event is held at English Lutheran Church, but due to COVID, like everything else, things had to change for this year. And so our event this year is going to be all outside. There'll be games, free food, and trunks. And we are going to practice social distancing, one-way traffic as best as possible to make this happen.
For sure. And very exciting for those, Bonnie, who may not, understand how a trunk or treat works. Do they have to bring anything with them? Or if somebody wants to be a part of the trunk or treat part of it, do they have to do anything specifically?
If you would like to bring a trunk, you can reach out to me and I can sign you up, or you can just show up before 6:30 on Saturday. If you are just attending the trunk with your children, come on, come one, come all, and enjoy the evening. We're just going to try to do, as I said kind of before, a one-way traffic through the trunks. And so just watch for signs on how to do that. And all you need to bring is you in your costume or whatever you wish to bring for the event. A candy bag would be great. Mm-hmm. At the end of the walk through the trunk or treats, you can also stop by and get a free meal.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this. It's a free sack lunch meal. It looks like that'll be a part of this as well.
Right. Yes. At Kremlik Deity Meats, they will have a sack lunch meal for you to pick up, already packaged and just ready to go for you. And so you can eat outside or in your car or wherever you feel comfortable. It's just a hot dog meal sponsored by all of the businesses in Medina and some local families.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Again, we have Bonnie Hoffman joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Trunk or Treat this Saturday in Medina, again, taking place across from, you said, the Country Kids Daycare, I believe, right?
Yep, Country Kids Corral Daycare, and right next to the Blue Medina Cafe, so right down that street.
Excellent. And what I love so much about these two, Bonnie, and for those who have or haven't attended a trunk or treat before, not only are you being safe for COVID, but what a safe environment maybe for those little trick-or-treaters that you aren't quite ready for them to be hitting the pavements and going door-to-door yet with trick-or-treating, right?
Absolutely. And one of my favorite parts of trunk-or-treat is it gives the people that are out in the country an opportunity to see those little costumes too, and to see the kids and to participate, because we don't have these trunk-or-treaters that drive or trick-or-treaters that drive all over the country anymore.
Right. Absolutely. So this will be a wonderful opportunity for that. And we're going to give Bonnie's information here too, the number they can contact if they have questions. But we do want to mention one more thing here too. There's a planned scavenger hunt, I'm hearing.
Yes, a scavenger hunt as well, which will be found on 2nd Avenue and Main Street.
Awesome.
You can go to Trunk or Treat and you can get the form there to participate in the scavenger hunt. Or if you don't feel comfortable going into the Trunk or Treat event, you can also find the scavenger hunt form at the Country Kids Corral Facebook page.
Awesome. Very good. Yes. So go to Facebook and Country Kids Corral. And what else, Bonnie?
Yes. Once you have filled out that form and found everything on that scavenger hunt, you can bring it back to Country Kids Corral or the Trunk or Treat event to claim your prize. And we also have a prize for the best trunk this year. Ooh, so
that sounds so fun. I hope people have that circled on their calendar. I know there's a lot of different options for Halloween, whether you're still doing door to door, you don't plan on it. But like you said, Bonnie, all the safety precautions in mind, and being in one location with a one way and everybody socially distanced, of course, I'm sure. Just a safe and fun event planned here on Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Very good. So, Bonnie, if anybody has questions about the event, the free sack lunch meal or the scavenger hunt, or if they want to get a trunk involved in this on, again, October 31st, how would they reach out to you to do that?
They can call me at 701-226-5095.
Excellent. Very good. Bonnie, anything else about Trunk or Treat or the scavenger hunt coming up here on the weekend?
No, just I hope I see a lot of friendly faces out there to come to our event and have fun.
I hope so as well. Trunk or Treat in Medina on October 31st, starting at 6:30. And Bonnie, thank you so much for taking some time today.
Thanks for having me.